187, you're not that important. And before this was Vongi Hende with Bantali, and we have Bend the Future with Enjoy.
The takeover is here. The power is here. 91.3 FM.
About joining the Sungapo campaign? Guess what? Ecobank just extended it to December 31st, 2025. This is your chance to save smart, earn more, and win big. With monthly draws, the earlier you jump in, the more chances you get to win. Here's how. Deposit 40,000 kwacha or more into a fixed deposit account, lock it in for 4 months, and just like that, you could grab 4,000 kwacha cash back. But wait, it gets even better. Your money earns a huge 10% interest per annum while you sit back and relax. Visit any EcoBank branch today and join the Sungapo campaign before the clock runs out. EcoBank, save smart, win big. Campaign ends December 31st, 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Sungapo with EcoBank. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, I'll get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back. Hey, I'll get it back. Deposit your cash and get it back.
Yes?
What has kept our family looking good for all these years?
Well, my grandchildren,
let me ask you.
What has been the feeling green? Man is so confident.
Well, only shares your skin with multivitamins.
Protect you from all the germs and leave you feeling fresh.
What's up, always leave you smiling with skincare benefits. Well,
Kasama to Livingston, Kopala to Lusaka, whoever you support, Man United, Barcelona, AC Milan or La Zambia, Bola means nothing without you, a fan.
Liverpool are champions again!
Because when it comes to football, at DSTV and GoTV, it's on like never before this season. The Premier League, UEFA Champions League, every major league, every cup, every Chipolo Polo cake at AFCON. All on. The talk at the barbershop. The shout at the Kandemba. The cheer in your sitting room. It's on for you. The best football in the world. It's on for every goal, every screen, on for every VAR decision. It is on for every football fan, and it is on SuperSport. Only on DSTV and GoTV. Don't miss a moment. Reconnect on DSTV Compact and GoTV Superplus today.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Patriotic Front factional leader Robert Chavinga closes party secretariat, blocks planned convention. ZDA exposes Zambia's potential in electronic vehicle-related investments. In international news, Dangote signs deal with Zimbabwe to build 2,000-kilometer-long pipeline from Namibia. And in sports, Chipolo Polo off to South Africa, Queens Kangwa, Lamik Banda, and Mutandwa to miss out.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Patriotic Front PF factional leader Robert Chavinga has maintained and emphasized that there is only one legitimate PF leadership, the one under his authority as acting president. Addressing journalists in Lusaka, Mr. Chavinga disclosed that he has obtained a court order to close the PF secretariat in Lusaka with immediate effect and until further notice, warning that no party meetings shall take place anywhere in the country unless sanctioned by himself and PF Secretary General Morgan Ngona. Mr. Chavinga has further declared that no PF convention will take place, describing the one being organized by rival members as illegal. He has therefore directed all those who paid fees toward the purported convention to claim the refunds without delay. He has also criticized some PF members for discussing the planned convention before the barrier of former President Edgar Lungu, calling the move insensitive and disrespectful. Former Information Minister under the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD government, Stan Christopher, has praised President Hakainde Hichilema for strengthening Zambia's long-standing relations with Tanzania. Mr. Christopher says the continued cooperation between the two countries shows President Hichilema's commitment to regional unity and economic growth. He noted that Zambia and Tanzania share key projects such as the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority, TAZARA, and the Tanzania-Zambia Mafuta Pipeline, TAZAMA, which have helped boost trade and transport between the two nations. Mr. Christopher said good relations are important for the smooth running of these projects and warned that poor diplomatic ties could harm shared development goals. He urged both governments to keep working together to address challenges facing TAZARA and TAZAMA, adding that the partnership between Zambia and Tanzania remains a strong example of African friendship and cooperation.
Zambia and Tanzania have traditionally enjoyed a tremendous long-standing friendly relationship, cooperating in many spheres of endeavor. Let's keep it that way. This is a must, a definite must. We must keep it like this. We cannot at all afford to be enemies with each other, as we share a historical and very busy, mutually beneficial border with Tanzania.
Zambia Development Agency ZDA Director General Albert Halwapa has highlighted Zambia's potential of becoming a hub for electric vehicle EV battery manufacturing, leveraging on her rich mineral resources. Mr. Halwapa particularly said lithium, cobalt and copper remain crucial for EV batteries. Mr. Halwapa has therefore encouraged investors, especially from Europe, to take advantage of Zambia's endowment and set up manufacturing facilities for EVs and their accessories, noting the country's conducive environment, investor confidence and strategic location along the Lobito Corridor make it an attractive destination for EV-related investments.
All these critical minerals also added with Zambia working with DRC, we are the largest producers of these critical minerals in the world. But Mr. President, given the good environment, investor confidence that we're experiencing at the moment, we'll take this opportunity to encourage our investors from Europe to take advantage of these endowments and invest in the mineral value chains. We are hoping, Mr. President, that such a gathering will lead us to transactions and deals to be able to produce electric vehicle batteries and accessories.
Meanwhile, the European Union, EU, has launched a second phase of the Enterprise Zambia Challenge Fund, aimed at accelerating agricultural growth, creating jobs and strengthening value chains in line with the development of the Lobito Corridor. Speaking during the EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum, EU Commissioner for International Partnerships, Josef Sikela, announced that the initiative builds on the successes of the first phase of the program, which trained over 231,000 small-scale farmers in climate-smart agricultural practices, leveraging 40 million euros in support for Zambian farmers and created more than 3,000 jobs. He said the new initiative will provide targeted support to agribusinesses and smallholder farmers through financial assistance, training and access to markets, which will enhance agricultural productivity while ensuring that Zambian farmers benefit from expanding regional and international trade opportunities created by the Lobito Corridor. Beyond agriculture, Mr. Sikela noted that EU is also investing in skills development, renewable energy and small business support, which will include training programs for young people on the Copper Belt in partnership with UNIDO, solar and off-grid power projects under the Electrify initiative, and support for SMEs to access finance and meet international standards through collaboration with Germany.
And today we launch a new chapter of the Enterprise Zambia Challenge Fund 2.0 to help Zambia's agriculture sector grow alongside the Lobito Corridor's development. It has already trained 200